It's your host, Nine, and this is Season 2.
Sign on our face gives us 2020 vision. We move space and time. Say it with me. We have risen.
What's up? What's up? What's up, Intune Instruments? How are you doing? We have another episode, another episode with the one and only Nikki Ankara. Hey. Yeah! So, on this episode, we're going to talk about something.
New project.
Yeah, a new project.
You're working on a new project.
And it's actually a pretty cool project because I think it brings me closer with my wife.
Aww.
So, tell you a little story. When we actually first met back in 2020, like actual meeting,
person,
like face-to-face,
yeah.
In person, she was actually in school. And it was, you know, 2020, you know, lockdowns, people were working from home. And I went to visit, and she actually had, like, classes, like, all week long, and she was just studying, and, you know, it was, like, cool to be able to be there and see her, and that actually helped me fall in love with her, too, because I was just like, oh, my God, look how dedicated she is, and look at this heart and brains, and it's
Aww.
Just so awesome. But one thing that I learned about her is that she likes a certain type of music when she's studying. And it's actually a type of music that I had never really listened to before. But being in her presence made me start to really enjoy the music also. Really helped you focus. Nikki, would you tell them what we're talking about?
You know, it's funny because a lot of people don't listen to it, but there's a lot of people that do. So when I say lo-fi music, there's a lot of people that are going to go, oh yeah, that's my study vibes. It's like you type in chill lo-fi on YouTube and you find some streaming lo-fi, you throw that on, and they always have like this really like sweet background where it's just like, I like the one with the raccoon with the raincoat walking through the rain. A lot of my lo-fi people are going to know what that's about. or it's like they have an animation of someone studying with you and they're just like study, and I'm like, oh look, I've got a study buddy, and you know, but like in a non-invasive, I don't have to go to Starbucks kind of way, which I mean was great also in 2020, but also like there's a lot of introverts, there's a lot of people who don't want to go to Starbucks but still want the Starbucks vibe, you know?
exactly. So how did you first learn about lo-fi?
Oh gosh, it's been in my life for a long time, so I don't know if I can totally. I came across Shiloh Dynasty a very long time ago, and Shiloh was on Vines, I believe, and their music was so sweet. These little riffs and sweet voice and just a very tender like guitar, and it was soothing, comforting, and a lot of people took those clips and put them on loop and put them against this very soothing, muffled hip-hop, slow vibe hip-hop, you know, a beat, you know, it feels like it goes with your heartbeat, and then, you know, it's got like, you know, the telephone filter, and, you know, it's just, it's soothing, and I was like, man, like I listen to this like when I'm studying, when I just want some background sound that makes it atmospheric, like I don't necessarily want something overstimulating and like, oh, you know, lots of lyrics and lots of stuff happening, I just want something kind of a low hum in the background that feels comforting. I'm very sensitive, so I can't necessarily fall asleep to it. I think I have occasionally, but it does help me wind down, so I can listen to it before bed. Sleep as well. So yeah, it's been a long time.
Awesome. Just listening to you talk about the characteristics of it and how it helps you feel relaxed. I felt that also when I first visited you. Like literally there's YouTube videos where it's like 8 hours of like same.
There's live streams. Which is like continuations, you can have it on, and the only thing that gets in the way is occasionally when YouTube is all like, are you still listening? And you're just like, yeah, shut up. Like, stop listening to that. Of course I'm still listening. That's why it's on. Don't make me move and go like find a remote or click yes on my phone. Like, come on. That's like the antithesis of the vibe I'm going for.
Exactly, exactly. YouTube, do better.
I know. Stop asking me if I want to keep listening. Of course I do.
If it's lo-fi, then the video goes for 11 hours.
Or
please.
32. Like, you don't know.
Don't ask if they're still listening.
Well, I think that would be a really great thing if YouTube had a better sensor as to why they're asking, like, are you still listening or are you still watching? Because a lot of times, like, people want that stuff in the background when they're trying to go to sleep, or people want that in the background when they're working or doing stuff. So if something is continually, you know, if it's made especially for that, it would be really nice if YouTube started screening when and how and why they're asking that question.
I agree.
Do you know why they ask that question?
Probably, yeah. I have an idea. More than likely, because of their server energy. And if a lot of people just have stuff running and they're not actually on it, it's just creating so much
more
use of energy.
Usage.
So they're asking to make sure.
Okay, so energy efficiency. So I can understand that, and definitely, you know, like, that's a lot of stuff that people don't necessarily think about. Like, oh, how much energy, how much, like, fossil fuels, you know, baseline energy people are using just so that we can run YouTube. And if millions upon millions of people are just constantly streaming, what is the energy and environmental impact of doing that? So, yeah, no, that's important. So, okay, yeah, YouTube can ask that question when it's important, when it's necessary. I would say ask it less for stuff like that.
Yeah, they should, like, have keywords that's like, okay, if the video is this keyword, we're going to leave them alone, like lo-fi.
Yeah.
Or, like, solfeggio frequencies.
Right,
like,
right.
Or it literally is called sleep music.
Right.
You know?
Right. There's literally a whole genre. And believe me, at 4 hours into it, people don't want their sleep music to be turned off or to, like, suddenly break into a commercial. Like, you know, there's just.
Yeah, it's very disrupting when it breaks into a commercial.
Oh, God. For me, and I'm so sensitive, you'll find me on the ceiling. I'm just like a cat attached to the ceiling, claws out.
It's true.
And then it takes me like 3 hours. Like, I have to go get up and go play some Minecraft or something to, like, calm my body down so I can go back to sleep after that. Yeah, no, my anxiety just can't handle that.
Yeah. That's the antithesis?
Antithesis, the opposite.
Of what
you really want. Right, exactly. Of like, this is supposed to be relaxing. It's like, you know, I mean, 99% of stuff on YouTube isn't made for, well, I won't say 99. That's an over-exaggeration. It's probably a big pile of content that is designated for sleeping and relaxation and things like that. And I know that people who upload their stuff, they have the opportunity to say, I do or I don't want commercials in the middle of my things. But, you know, commercials happen before and after. And then there's the, are you still listening? And it's like, yeah, dude.
So, the next 30 days, we got something special coming up with what we've been talking about, with lo-fi magic. We actually started last night.
She did.
It just kind of happened.
As these things do.
Yeah, I was playing around with some new sound packs that I just got, and one sound was just like, huh, this sounds like it could be a lo-fi. And it just kept on creating, and figured out how to make it that muffled lo-fi sound, which is actually quite easy. Let my beautiful wife hear it, and she was just like, vibe into it. I was like, oh, snap, my first lo-fi. So what we decided to do is, since my beautiful wife is on an amazing adventure and journey, and for the next 30 days is going to be back in that school spirit that I met her in.
Studying a lot.
It gave me the idea when she was really vibing with that song. It's like, hey, how about for the next 30 days, every day I make a lo-fi beat so that the next day you have something to study with that's different.
I love that. I love you.
Aw. And the cool part is, so here's how she's actually going to be guiding me in the music making. So last night, I'd actually gotten a package yesterday with new crystals in it. And one of them was Moldavite. And I put it on my necklace, which is like, it was actually a necklace where I was looking for a charm and it just completely fit right in there perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I went to meditate. And after meditating, I literally went in and started making the song. Mm. So it was almost like I felt like the Moldavite was speaking. It was like, lo-fi. Make me into lo-fi. So I did. And came out beautiful. I was so inspired that I not only made the song, I not only tuned it to solfeggio frequency of 528 hertz, looped it so that it's at least like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody else wants to make the 8 hour or 30 hour ones, you can go right ahead. I'm going to stick with 5 minutes. and even made a little video. It was like a little nature scene,
butterfly,
so that you could actually put this on your YouTube and study with it. And it just kind of
has a beautiful visual.
Yeah. Have a beautiful visual, atmosphere while you're studying. And so the first one's called Moldavite, because to me, that's just what was coming through. So the next 30 days, Nikki is actually going to hand me a crystal. I won't know what it's going to be. Like, I haven't gotten my crystal for today yet.
Oh, this one's been ringing in my ears, but I'm not telling you what it is yet.
All right. So then I'm going to hold on to that crystal all day and get to know it. And then we're going to have a meditation session, come into the studio, and see what that crystal wants to say in the studio in the form of lo-fi. And then I'm going to name it That Crystal, and I'm going to put it on YouTube for everyone to hear. And mostly it's for my wife to hear, because that's where she listens to her lo-fi. So it makes sense that I put it somewhere where she listens to it, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so if you are interested in following this lo-fi journey, there is a playlist on my YouTube called Box of Rocks Lo-Fi Playlist. Yes, it's called Box of Rocks because every day we're getting a magical rock and we're letting it speak. So already up in Box of Rocks is Moldavite. And after today, there'll be a second one named after another magical stone that only my wife knows right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know what? At the end of this podcast, I'm going to give y'all a little snippet of Moldavite.
Yeah.
Go check it out. Check it out on the YouTube. On YouTube, search for The Artist 9. Or if you just type in Moldavite, it should just come up. But there was something else that you were talking about when it came to lo-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Before, because I didn't want to end it without talking about this. Mm-hmm. About the type of people that lo-fi is really, really almost medicinal for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you go into that a little bit?
Of course. So I want to start off with a disclaimer. I'm not a licensed professional yet. I'm still currently on my master's, getting my master's, almost done with it.
That's what we lo-fying it up for!
Counseling psychology. You know, and I have a big history with working with the autism and ADHD spectrum population. It's also very personal to me. It runs in the family. But yes, I'm not a doctor that's like saying, hey, this is medicine. I am a medicine woman that can say this is medicine. But I'm going to talk about how this possibly can relate to the Spectrum, my Spectrum homies, and, you know, mm-hmm. that community. What I love so much about lo-fi is that it's not overstimulating. And I think for a lot of people that are on the spectrum, and when I say on the spectrum, I don't always necessarily mean autism. Autism is a huge umbrella, but there's so many other sensory, I hate the word disorders, sensory experiences that people have wired in their beings. And it makes people more sensitive than the average person. And so a lot of overstimulating things, like too many sounds, too many words, too many high-pitched sounds, too many low-pitched sounds, depending on the person, even depending on the mood. I mean, there's some times where I can handle high-pitch, but there's a lot of times when I can't. And, you know, that's why I'm super sensitive to what I listen to if I'm trying to calm myself down to go to sleep, or actually listening to something to go to sleep. But lo-fi is so repetitive and soothing. It has these soft, gentle, soothing notes, and it's repetitive, so the mind doesn't get stuck on something. So if you're studying or working or doing something that needs your primary focus, there can be something in the background that doesn't take away from the primary focus. And, you know, if you have ADD, ADHD, or some spectrum experience in the body, having those outside forces that are too stimulating, it grabs your brain and then it takes you away, deviates you from what you're trying to do. It can also cause anxiety. It can cause, and anxiety and excitement can be experienced almost entirely the same, especially for people on the spectrum. And, you know, and the physiology of it is heart palpitations, shaking body, churning in the gut, maybe even headaches and migraines, different pains and zings and physical sensations in the body that are disrupting, that are uncomfortable, they can hurt. And, you know, it literally changes your heartbeat and your heart rate, and can spike those things. So we obviously don't want that feeling when we're trying to go to sleep, when we're, you know, studying for an exam, you know, reading a book. You want something that can take up that space in our minds that want a secondary attention. You know, I mean, how many of you out there like to watch a movie but also play a game on your phone? I do that all the time. My wife does it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and it's because we're paying attention to the movie but there's almost like there's a secondary part of the brain that needs also to be busy in another way. And it doesn't totally detract from the movie or what's happening as our primary focus. It kind of gives that other part of our brain something to do. So when we're studying, we can't really, you know, be studying and like, you know, fix an engine, you know? I mean, I don't know who would do that, but...
I might try.
Oh, I hit the mic. But we want something to take that secondary attention and give it something to do, give it something to play around with and enjoy without our primary attention being taken away from that. And I think lo-fi really does that for a lot of people. That was a huge reason why I love it. It's not jarring. It doesn't have so many lyrics that it makes me want to pay attention to it. It's repetitive, soothing. It's definitely a comfort. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of times where I want other kinds of music that is more stimulating because I want to listen to it so that I am stimulated in that way. But sometimes I just need that atmospheric sound experience. Mm-hmm. And I love that you're actually tuning it to 528 hertz, because as we know, most of our music is at 440, and that actually disrupts our whole system holistically. So to find lo-fi that is, one, just automatically soothing because it's lo-fi, but then to also have something that is 528 hertz, so it's also reaching you at electromagnetic levels, at, you know, the field that your heart emits, the field that your electromagnetic energy finds homeostasis and balance and peace. So it's also rewriting your energy to match higher, more healing frequencies is also really awesome. So thank you for providing that to the lo-fi community, because that is harder to find. I'm actually not even sure if I found solfeggio lo-fi before.
Hmm.
So that might be a genre we need to up and up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Solfeggio lo-fi.
Solfeggio lo-fi.
I digs.
I like it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
For bringing lo-fi into my life.
Thank you for bringing it into my life with new sounds.
No!
Can't wait to give you a rock.
I am so excited about getting this rock today. You have no idea. It's like literally just... in my head, the things I'm saying about wanting to get this rock, I feel like I'm a crackhead. And it's just, let me get the rock. What about the rock? What rock am I making music to today?
I touched like 20 or 30 rocks yesterday. And this one, when I touched it, it was all like, me! And I was like, yes, me! And I'm like, okay, yes, hi, me! And then all night, every time you talked about, oh, another rock, I just kept hearing the name of that rock. And I kept seeing images of it. So it is very loud. It very much wants to be your next lo-fi song.
All right. Well, you all will find out the name of this rock.
Tonight. Or tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tonight at some point. It probably will definitely be up by tomorrow morning, but you'll find out the name of this rock.
Box of Rocks.
Soon, within the next 24 hours, it will introduce itself to you in a beautifully repetitive lo-fi solfeggio nature video on YouTube. Oh my goodness, I'm just putting all types of things together.
I just got me the shivers.
Did you just get you the shivers?
I did.
Well, guess what? Y'all about to get the shivers, because we're going to end this episode off with Moldavite. Check it out.